The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of the book of the prophet Zechariah come these words: "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." The title of the devotion is "Not by Might." It was America's first bomber response to the threat of Nazi Germany. Deployed from Savannah, Georgia to England, this air group gained fame and respect from its repeated daylight raids over heavily protected enemy sites. Its casualty count was high, but so was its effectiveness. It earned the label the Mighty Eighth. There are those who feel that we do not need to train for war or maintain standing armed forces. They advise, in words from the 60s, "Make love, not war." They see no need for military might. If history does not teach clearly enough that unopposed evil will attack and destroy those who are unprepared or unwilling to fight against it, the Bible leaves no doubt about the need at times to take up the sword. But feeble resistance is of little value. Force must be met with greater force. America prefers overwhelming force against its enemies, be they domestic or foreign. Thus, the call is to keep our nation strong. We may understand that, and we may agree with it, but we are reminded by the words of God that might and means, especially just human ones, are not enough to overcome evil and secure peace. The prime enemy is the spirit, and the spirit of a person is a soul. That's the battleground. That which cannot be seen cannot be overcome by external strength. Devils do not bleed. Demons do not die. Satanic forces wage war with lust and greed and hatred as their weapons. Point to any evil that one can name, and an enemy of God is behind it. Name anything that is good, and know that the Spirit of God is active there. Apart from God, there is no goodness. Apart from God is only what the poet called all valiant dust that builds on dust. Might and power are gifts from God. They are to be used to serve and protect. In the hands of his people, used according to his will, they are blessings. But they are not the ultimate power and the greatest of blessings. God the Holy Spirit can overpower anything that resists him. God the Holy Spirit is the answer to every need. What God the Holy Spirit builds, no one and no thing can tear down. Our lives, our nation, and our future lie in the hands of the Lord Almighty. It's a good place to be. In the words of the famous hymn, we confess, "With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected, but for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. You ask, Who is this? Jesus Christ it is, the Almighty Lord. And there's no other God. He holds the field forever. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.